He was just a little farm lad, so busy at play in his little playhouse down by the gate. He stopped to watch a truck that was parking next door at the home of his tiny playmate. Then he saw his daddy watching too, as the man swiftly walked to the cottage door.
Jeff Stoltz, Wallace Cochran, a.k.a. Drakkar Sauna, thank you very much for joining us here at Lawrence.com, or actually I guess I should say thank you for letting me join you at the Community Mercantile. To your new album, Wars and Tornadoes, talk a little bit about the inspiration, the Leuven Brothers, and why you have chosen to lazily plagiarize their music.
Ira and Charlie Leuven. And although, as Wallace pointed out before you pressed record, Ira was killed in a violent drunk driving accident, which led Charlie to begin his solo career.
No, I think he had actually been solo for about 5 years. They
had a
like
falling
a lot
out.
Of yeah, like a lot of brother harmony duos. They had a falling out that ended their professional careers. They were kind of came at the end of the run of close harmony brother duos that had like the Blue Sky Boys, the Delmore Brothers, the Monroe Brothers, the Stanley Brothers, and almost all of them had a falling out that led to them. Like Bill and the Blue Sky Boys never spoke to each other again, and
after
one of them died in like 2003. They didn't talk for like 50 years.
Yeah.
There's a tradition of country acts and bluegrass acts doing songs that pre-exist. The Leuven Brothers did a Delmore Brothers tribute album, and so we do a Leuven Brothers tribute album.
Ah.
So it's a long-standing tradition of plagiarizing other people.
Yes.
It's not plagiarism when you recognize the authors of the work.
I don't know. This is not original material. I would consider this actually fairly lazy.
Well, it might be lazy, but it's not a plagiarism.
Okay.
It has a different definition.
And the Leuven Brothers, do you guys share any of the internal conflicts that the Leuven Brothers experience? You're not brothers, you're cousins, correct?
Yes.
Do you share any of those same dynamics that they might have?
Not yet, but we probably will at some point part ways and never speak to each other
again.
Yeah, they had 20 years of professional singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've only had 5, so
yeah.
We have time.
We
have
so there's plenty of time for you to become embittered and never want to associate with one another again.
Yeah.
Very good. Do you think that this bitterness actually in this conflict, this rivalry, much like the Gallagher brothers from Oasis, which I'm sure you have many other things in common with, do you think this fuels the creative spirit?
No.
No.
No. No.
You guys actually seem fairly mellow. You don't have any internal conflicts, like sort of stretching you apart, riven
and giving this sort of bitter fuel to your creative juices.
That's how we like to be portrayed.
Yes, that's how we like to appear.
Yeah.
Yes.
But behind the scenes, there might be some roiling tension going on regarding either shared women or profits or ether addiction.
Certainly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I gotta make sandwiches.
It's been paged.
And while Wallace is off to make sandwiches, we're going to listen to a cut from Wars and Tornadoes.
Okay.
If I cry when I kiss you, when we say goodbye, don't laugh, don't laugh. If I say I've always loved you and I will till I die, don't laugh, don't laugh. I could never find another, there's no use for me to try. I beg of you, my darling, please don't laugh if I cry.
Okay, we're back. Jeff, what would you like to say about Wallace behind his back while he's left the room?
Oh boy, many things. But I'll stick with the positive.
Please.
He is a masterful sandwich maker.
Mm, obviously. He's being summoned right now for his mastery
of the
sandwich.
High demand.
Yes.
High demand. He also makes a fine apple pie.
Ooh.
However, I think his secret is Crisco, which lately I've tried to eliminate from my diet.
High blood pressure?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, cholesterol, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And when you combine that with the cirrhosis, that really does drag a man's health down.
It's true. It's true. But I do try and eat as much apple pie as possible.
Mm. Do you think your healthy living is antithetical to the Leuven brothers' lifestyle and the lifestyle that you'd like to portray as Drakkar Sana? Is it kind of a cop-out that you are, in fact, not dead by the age of 25?
No, I don't think so. A lot of country people live a long time,
mm-hmm.
Despite their unhealthy lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really consider apple pie eating healthy, though.
It's true.
So I don't know how much the Leuven brothers ate apple pie, but I know Ira drank a lot of whiskey.
Yeah. Is that something that you guys try to replicate in your hard-bitten touring persona?
I wish that I could drink more whiskey, but I really have an aversion to whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it make you mean?
No, it makes me throw up.
That is a good reason to avoid whiskey.
Yeah. But I'm envious of people that can drink a lot of whiskey because it always looks good. And you can't really mix whiskey. You can't mix other liquors with as many things as you can whiskey.
And Wallace has rejoined us now. Wallace, I'd like to get your professional opinion as a preparer of food. Does apple pie go with whiskey very well?
Sure. Yeah, you can. I've seen apple cured whiskey. I would imagine that apple pie and whiskey would, especially bourbon whiskey, has a high sugar content. I think it'd be good.
I recommend whiskey with sweet potatoes, sweet mashed potatoes.
That sounds delicious, actually.
It's fabulous.
There ain't nothing better than a good yam.
It's true.
And I know people might quibble with me on the difference between yams and sweet potatoes, but...
We won't.
Starting tomorrow, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Walk us through your itinerary.
8 hours in the car tomorrow to Memphis. We're playing at the High Tone, where it'll be our second time we've ever been there. We were there last September with Magnolia Electric Company on a little tour with them, which was fun. And then we're in the car the next day for 7.5 hours to Athens, Georgia. Then we're in Atlanta, Nashville. The next day we'll be playing at Grimey's Records, great record store there. And then we're going to head to Bloomington, Indiana, where we'll be there for a few days recording some stuff with some friends.
Hmm. Can you tell us anything about what you will be recording? And how this differs from, say, Wars and Tornadoes?
It differs very little. It will be a covers record as well.
Laziness.
Probably a more modern composers. Nilsson, John Hartford, Paul Simon, Carly Simon.
Neil Simon? No? Nothing from The Odd Couple?
Yeah. I don't think so, but let's see, who else? Mandy Patinkin?
Yes, but he didn't really write. We're just doing his arrangements.
Right.
Yes.
His arrangements from the great undersung film of the 1990s, Alien Nation, which I applaud you gentlemen for bringing to wider attention.
It was pretty widely liked. I mean, they made a TV show out of it.
That's true. And I thought that was also a criminally underappreciated artistic endeavor, mm-hmm. The Alien Nation television show. Mm-hmm. But coming back, a little bit closer to home, when can we next expect you guys to perform here in Lawrence?
We are performing April 30th, which is a Wednesday, at the Jackpot with Dark Meat, which is a 18-piece soul explosion from Athens, Georgia. We were lucky enough to tour with them last year, and we're going to play some shows with them around the region, go to Nebraska with them, go to Kansas City with them, hold them in our arms, make them food, give them bread.
Mm. Put them up.
But so Wednesday, April 30th, that's when we'll release our CD.
To the
John the Baptist met him there. And when John baptized Jesus in Jordan's rushing waters, the mighty power of God filled the air.
Well, I'm on my way
to the river of Jordan,
going right
in the rushing waters.
I'm going down
to the river of Jordan. Let the cool waters cleanse my soul. King Naaman was stricken with dreaded leprosy, and he sent for the man of God to pray. But Elijah said to Naaman, go dip yourself in Jordan and let the cool waters wash your spots away.
So he went right down
to the river of Jordan.
He went right in
the rushing waters.
He dipped himself.
He dipped himself in the river of Jordan, and the cool waters made him whole.
As sort of a last shot, a parting shot, what would you guys like to say about Wars and Tornadoes, which will be coming out very quickly? What do you want people to know about this album, and why should they invest their time and money in it?
I would say primarily because you get to hear Paul Schmidt and Corey Willis just play. It's amazing music.
Masterful.
Paul Schmidt laid down the bass on every track. Corey Willis plays electric guitar and mandolin with the Oklahoma Spirit. Wayne Gottstein.
Plays that
Sean
little,
McHenry.
Funny little guitar he plays.
Yeah, Betsy Ellis plays fiddle. There's just some great players on it, and they're worth hearing. Anytime you can hear them. Probably more so if they're with their own groups, but since we're not in those groups, please listen to them with us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Drakkar Sauna means so much to so many people. What does Drakkar Sauna mean to you?
Means
Drakkar Sauna.
Means very little. I pronounce it Drakkar.
Oh, like Drakkar Noir, the cologne. Which makes me smell very musky.
Ooh. It's a Drakkar is a Viking ship. Also, it's a Swedish slang for a tough guy.
There's also a city in Africa called Dakar.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yes. Yep.
So would you classify your sound then as world music?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Irish, African music.
Celtic funk. Yeah.
Scottish.
Scottish breakbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funny, someone asked me how to pronounce sauna the other day. Mm-hmm. No, that was the first, because I usually...
Generally, it's the Drakkar
that has...
How do you pronounce that?
Huh, that's interesting. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. Would either of you like a sandwich?
Ooh, sandwiches are always great.
No, I'm going to go home and make some hamburgers.
It's about $6.80, is that all right?
Well, while I forage around in my car seats for loose change so I can purchase a delicious sandwich, I would like to thank Drakkar Sauna, both Jeff Stoltz and Wallace Cochran.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy sandwich-making schedule.
I'm glad to do it.
And Jeff's busy shopping schedule.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
God will hear your cry, are you afraid to die? Will you have time for a prayer? Soon he's coming like a thief in the night. Be found.